Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Yeah, there's always different rumors and stuff about fast food restaurants where, well, is that really roast beef? Is that really chicken? Is that really hamburger meat? We've heard that from like every place I think that's ever existed. But this next story really plays into some of that in a sick way. And I don't believe they, you know, ended up putting him into the roast beef or anything, but you think of roast beef. You think of Arby's, don't you? Well, at least
I do. Yeah, I love Arby's. I don't understand why there's so many jokes about Arby's being awful food. I really like it. I really enjoy it. I always have.
I enjoy it. It's one of those things that if you're going out to a nice romantic dinner and you go, I had the roast beef. Oh, where did you go? Arby's. It's like that's. No. I think there was a line in Seinfeld, actually, at one point in time where I had the roast beef. This is a story about 70 miles outside of Baton Rouge. According to the police there, a deceased body was found inside the freezer of the Arby's fast food restaurant in New Iberia, Louisiana. New Iberia Yes. Police Department responded to an Arby's on East Admiral Doyle Drive at approximately 6:20 p.m. in the last week after receiving a report of a body found inside a freezer. The authorities are treating the death as suspicious and are actively conducting an investigation to determine the circumstances surrounding the incident. According to KLFY, it's been revealed that the individual found in the freezer was not just some random person that ended up in the freezer. It was actually a manager at the restaurant.
Uh-oh.
But they've not identified which manager it was. Now, this is where it gets interesting. They're treating it as suspicious, but they don't suspect foul play. I don't understand what that means.
Yeah, what does that mean? Does that mean maybe the person was suicidal and decided to go like the most painful possible way?
I mean, you could just have a heart attack in the freezer and die. Or if you went in the freezer and had maybe not even a heart attack, just something that debilitated you and you were unconscious, you could also die that way from hypothermia.
But is that suspicious? See, I don't know.
It's not natural. I mean, I guess it is natural, but it's not suspicious, I think, would involve other people.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I'm the terminology is always so confusing on this. It's not suspicious. We're treating it as suspicious, but we're not suspecting foul play.
So foul play, would that mean, let's just say somebody accidentally locked the door and the manager couldn't get out, nobody could hear them?
Maybe.
So maybe it's suspicious, but it wasn't intentional.
Have you ever been locked?
That's the only thing I can think of.
Have you ever been locked in a walk-in freezer?
I have not. I've been in one and made sure I got the hell out of there right away because it's cold.
It is. I remember when I did culinary school for a few years way back in the day, and we would go into the walk-in sometimes and sometimes just for snacks. And I remember going in there and like, ooh, olives. And like, ooh, this giant thing of feta cheese. You know, all this stuff that then you go in there, like you kind of make a plate, you know, like you eat it quick. And then like, oh God, the door doesn't open anymore. And I remember being stuck in there a few times during that. And freezers should have a way for you to get out, but sometimes they're not in the best of conditions. And sometimes there's ways that they can get stuck or locked. So I don't know. The entrances to the restaurant have been cordoned off with crime scene tape preventing access. While an investigator in white colored overalls or white coveralls rather, stood outside. As news on the incident continues to spread, lots of people are spreading their feedback or their theories or what it may be. But that would be disturbing to find when you walk into the walk-in freezer at work and there's your manager dead.
It depends. I've had some really awful managers. I'm sorry, I'm going to say it out loud. Wait. Be like, huh.
Would you just continue on like, oh, that's interesting. We need more pickles over by the baked potato bar. And
yeah, you know, we've got a job to do. People need to eat food. You know, this is Arby's. Let's go.
We need more of that honey baked ham. Where is it? It's underneath his left thigh.
Just, yeah, ooh, and some horsey sauce while you're in there.
Horsey sauce. It's a good thing those things are like prepackaged and you can.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Although, what about the ones that go into the giant, you know, push containers where you get the little ramekin cup out and then, yeah, because those are.
Yeah, well, that could be contamination unless it's just in a big vat.
That may make you question, you know, what's in the horsey sauce. I also do wonder, in a situation like this, there's a body in the freezer. Do you have to throw all the other food out then because the body's in there, even if it hasn't touched it?
Technically, you would think, yes, you should. But if it's properly wrapped, what difference does it make?
I don't know that there's truly a serve-safe guideline on that. Serve-safe is what regulates a lot of these things with OSHA, and you have to be certified this way or that way. But I remember taking those classes, and I don't think there was ever an incident where, you know, it recognized a dead body in the freezer. It recognized, you know, blood or cross-contamination or fluids getting into things, and you got to get rid of it. But it never really talked about, like, you know, body in the corner over by the apples and the roast beef is over here. Never really cross-contaminated with anything, but do you get... And it's a body in a freezer. So, you know, you're not going to have...
It's not like there's going to be fluid leaking anywhere.
Yeah, it's not necessarily dripping things at that moment in time. Well, at least one would hope, you know. And
well, as long as the freezer is at its optimum temperature.
That'd be the next question.
Yeah. That's the other question. Did they suddenly get knocked down a grade?
And does the restaurant ever reopen? I would imagine it will. It'll be always known as the Arby's where that one guy died all those years ago. Good times, you know? Butter in the morning. I mean, it's horrible, but I guess it's better than the story of the guy at the Arby's who was doing stuff into the Jamocha shakes.
Oh, God.
That was a bad one. That was a bad one. Fluids involved. From the Hit Killers Podcast, Murder.